everybody. We just brought the moon over the mountain.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Pa. It wasn't much of a fight. I stood like that, but not for long.
Quiet. This broadcast is coming to you through the courtesy of
99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Are you listening? Now, don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. We'll soon be with you.
Boom!
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
You're looking great.
How are you doing? You look fantastic yourself.
Thank you very much. It's the it's my facial that I got.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I get a facial every
Where'd
Thursday.
Where did you have that done?
At the facial place.
Oh, okay. Every Thursday, yeah? And you had that done already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It must have been pretty early this morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning.
To
get the worm.
Oh, that's right. That's what you got to do to get worms. That's what they do for the facial. They squish worms up and then they put it on your face.
And after the show, you can go get your hair cut.
Sure.
It's time, I think, isn't
and
it?
And a shave.
You're all freshly shaven. Except I missed one little spot under the lip.
That's why they call me Lippo.
I think I need to shave myself, too, a little bit.
You're going to shave the head?
Shave down a little, yeah. Just on the left and right sides.
You got to get the...
Depending on which way I'm facing.
The hawk more defined.
Yeah. I may shave it down and start over again.
Are you going to wear a mohawk until you're dead, or...
Probably.
It's your thing, right?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. I agree 100%.
I've had it for a long time now, actually. It's been a while.
Yeah, for years. Sure. I think most men, once they're in their 20s like you are,
yeah,
they stick with the same haircut. And obviously, no, we know Big JT is older than 20-something, but I'm serious. 30, like when once a guy 30. Passes a certain age, they don't do much as far as experimenting with
it. Once a guy passes
it.
A certain age, you should grow up.
Well, you're not doing
well,
that
we have
very well.
No, getting old, we have no choice over that, but growing up is optional. So I'm exercising my optional rights.
You are...
It defines me.
That's right. You're a child. You're, there, there's a...
there's a child in here somewhere.
You're whimsical. That's the word I'm looking for. You have the whimsicality of a child.
Speaking of whimsical, we're just gonna do whatever today on the show.
On a whim.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're going to follow our regular protocol.
You got to do what you got to do to keep the folks happy.
We're very well segmented here.
Sure.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
My Lippo's going to talk about golf, but I just wanted to mention that, and I think I told you this before, Todd Grondin. I think that's the guy I used to play hockey with him.
Big, tall guy.
He was big and tall as a kid. Yeah. He was pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he was a pretty good player as a kid.
He's a jock kind of guy, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Just like yourself.
Yeah, just like me.
You're not so much into the sports, but you're into staying in shape and that kind of stuff, though.
I am.
Yeah.
And certain sports, I don't mind violent sports.
Like
including all the fights in hockey and but no, I just I can't watch a puck go back and forth or a ball get hit and thrown through the air.
So you're not a sports fan, that's all.
I don't mind playing sports
except golf.
I'll play any sport, even I don't mind the idea behind it, I guess, but I just what I perceive of it would be just a long boring day.
Okay.
Of getting no work done.
Yeah, I understand that. I feel the same way about fishing.
Oh, fishing. I could fish all day. No, I don't. I haven't gone fishing for years. But anyway.
Speaking of golf, and this isn't really all that newsy, but it was in a newspaper. It was actually in Tuesday's newspaper that Bob Duff went down to the Bogey Golf Tour, which that tournament was at the Beech Grove Golf and Country Club, a private members-only club.
Sure, been there, played there. You've seen the pictures.
And so that's what the Bogey Golf Tour is all about. It allows you to play the nicer courses and win some money if you are having a good day on the golf course. And they were there on Tuesday taking pictures and stuff. And it was a good a piece of advertisement for Todd and Michelle over at the Bogey Golf Tour. A decent little article, which you can still catch online at WindsorStar.com. Any other news?
One little thing, the Peregrine Falcon, the nest at the Ambassador Bridge that...
I think it's called Peregrine.
Peregrine?
Grin.
Green? They thought there was three little baby...
Falcons?
Falcons being born. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there was four.
Okay.
Apparently, I guess they thought one that wasn't going to hatch or something, but a fourth smaller little chick popped out.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I golfed yesterday with a guy called Mike Falcone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Makes you think of falcons, that's for sure.
And I wanted to bring up the Mayan calendar thing. And I know you saw an article on that, and you saw that at National Geographic.
USA Today. Yeah. We had a show about 2012, actually.
We have, yeah. And do we have it on... I don't know if we had it on CGM, did we?
I think we did.
Was it pre-CGM? No? Yeah? Yeah.
No, it was post-CGM. No?
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, after we were done at CGM.
No, we've never been done. We're still here right now.
Oh, right. Let me look around. Yeah, we're here. Okay.
So what has happened is that archaeologists have discovered a mural in an area of... I call it Maya land, but I'm not exactly sure where they're at. If it's in Mexico or Guatemala or... Oh, no, it is in Mexico, in the Xolotl province. Mm-hmm. And researchers there have found a mural which basically refutes the validity of the end of the Mayan calendar as we know it today, which is supposed to end on December 21st of 2012. So it's pretty interesting that they're finding all kinds of interesting stuff at this dig that they're doing. And one of them is this mural that basically says that it goes on for thousands and thousands of more years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to NationalGeographic.com's website, you can find a zoomable version. Like you can zoom like right, as if your face was like 2 inches away from the mural itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting how they say like years and years of abuse have not taken away most of the color off the stones. So it's a pretty interesting read there over at NationalGeographic.com.
All right, today's show topic is...
All live and local here at CJAM. It's local-based stuff that we're going to be talking about today, and it's mostly the events that happen in and around the city of Windsor.
And the key word is?
The key word is...
Annually.
Annually, yes.
Yeah, annual events.
Yes.
Not That's what's all
about. Not perennial events.
Oh, no, not perennial events. How could you confuse the two?
Well, I don't know. Big JD and I were talking about flowers post or pre-show.
That doesn't sound very...
What's wrong with flowers?
Oh, nothing.
Flowers. I love flowers.
No, flowers are cool, man. Nice on an anniversary, which, by the way, is annual.
That's right. So, speaking of annual events, what's one of the first events that we think of when we think of the events that happen in and around the city of Windsor?
Blues Fest is a big one.
That's right, in the smack dab in the middle of July. I'm thinking, what I think of, the first one is the Strawberry Fest in LaSalle.
Okay. That's because you're a county guy.
Why?
Why are you a county guy?
No, why does that? Why do you say that? Because I'm a county guy. I thought of the Strawberry.
You think of a fair.
I think of having an
county
affair.
Festival. County festival fair. It's kind of a, you know,
sure,
out in the county type thing.
LaSalle. I think of LaSalle, honestly, as being a part of the city of Windsor almost. It's one of those places that you don't really leave the city. It kind of melts. Same with Tecumseh.
Sort of. It's like, yeah, Tecumseh and LaSalle are really right on the cusp.
Right on the edge.
Yeah, I think that I still find them as not really part because they want to be their own thing, especially Tecumseh. Tecumseh always wanted to be its own little, like Quebec.
Right. There's a heritage thing.
So they can have it. It's all yours. Got nothing to do with us.
That's right.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, the Strawberry Fest is a big one. The Corn Fest, that's something big that comes to
mind. Speaking of Tecumseh.
Yeah.
See how that all works. What are you a county guy or something? Talking about the Corn Fest.
The Corn Fest, the Strawberry Fest. Is there any other fruit fests? Or
Tomato.
The Tomato Fest. There you go. And that's in Leamington, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
another biggie.
Yeah.
I always do go there when I was in the teenage years. It was easy to get in the beer tent there if you were underage. I remember that's why I used to go there.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. There's a good one for the police if you're listening.
I think those things are more stringent than they used to be. Mm-hmm. As far as that kind of thing goes. But same as the Grape Fest over here at the Kubota Club is another one.
Right. Grape Fest, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. And the Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. That's
another whole
sausage.
Yeah.
It's a whole sausage.
That doesn't sound, yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I mean, it's...
It doesn't sound good, the Oktoberfest? It's awesome. It's over at the Teutonia Club and it's happening.
Right. I played there before.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
At the Oktoberfest.
At the Oktoberfest at Teutonia.
I may have seen you then.
You may have.
Because I remember seeing rock bands.
No, you would remember though, because it was... you would, because it was post you and I hooking up. Another, that sounds good too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. A festival named after a sausage where we hooked up.
All right. Yeah, but that was, I want to say like, oh, geez, it's a long time ago now. But,
it was a long time ago.
Post, you know, post when Mad Dog era kind of thing or something. I think, anyways.
Wow.
From what I recall, which could be all wrong.
I was going to say, I thought it was a long time ago that I would have went to one of those and may have seen you. But anyway, but those
oh,
are...
Oh, you know what? No, it could have been just before that, actually, now that I think of it.
The memory banks are starting to kick in there.
Sort of.
That's cool.
We don't have time to search through them right now. Other annuals is the Media City Film Festival in its 18th year.
Media City Film Festival.
Right.
Is that what it's really called? I thought it was called the WIFF.
What? Oh, that's the Windsor Detroit International Film Festival, which is another one.
Windsor Detroit International Film Festival.
Yeah, and so that's more...
that kills the WIFF thing.
Alternative art, film art type, you know what I mean? So, and we actually have somebody coming on the show a little bit later. After the break, I'll talk to Jeremy Rigsby, who is one of the program directors for the Media City Film Festival. So he'll explain what it's all about.
All right, that sounds good. Cool. So how do they compare to each other?
How do they compare to each other?
Yeah, as far as their... cred goes, I guess.
One's more commercial and one's more alternative. But other than that, I mean, they're still international. People come from all over the world to come to the Media City International Film Festival as well.
Sure.
And the Windsor Detroit International Film Festival. I mean, part of that, though, I think, is the 48-hour film festival. It's part of the Windsor Detroit thing, I believe. But right. Anyway, in any case, that's a yearly event as well. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Do you have dates for just the time?
I'll
of year
let Jeremy tell about the dates for the Media City, which is I think starts May 22nd, 23rd. Now I'm going to actually have him and Una Mazna, who is the other program director for Media City, on you talking to me on the 23rd, actually. So next Wednesday.
Okay.
They'll be on the show with some of the artists that will be here.
What time is it?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Right here on CGM.
This very station. Yeah.
So that's kind of neat to be able to squeeze them in. And yesterday, of course, had Mark Braddock and Mike Kozak from Tease on the show. Very cool.
Those guys are cool.
And also the annual events that take place like for the Cancer Society and different organizations, fundraising events and things like that. They have the runs and you know what I mean?
Now, do you think that the events that are happening over at the Windsor Riverfront Plaza ordeal, the whole new thing, do you consider that as annual festivals as well?
It depends. You're talking about like the, they had the planes there and everything, the Red Bull stuff?
No, I'm talking about like the Blues Fest and Beaver Fest.
Annual events?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they happen annually. It's an annual thing. No.
Did you hear that Epicure?
Beaver Fest?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Beaver
Fest.
Yeah,
that was another one, right.
Yeah. And Epicure isn't happening this year.
It's not happening?
No. It's on again, off again, off again kind of thing.
Why is that, I wonder?
I'm not exactly sure.
Festival Epicure. And that's where they have all the foods and everything.
Yeah, right? I think that's one of the better ones, but I'm not sure what the problem is. I don't know if it's the vendors or advertising or sponsors. I'm guessing it's sponsors because it's a few, couple hundred thousand dollars to get that festival going that they need from, you know, places like Chrysler's and the big...
It's a lot of bread when you can just go to the restaurants.
It is. And, you know, what you get there for... The amount of money you pay is not economical, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's a cool place to, you know, listen to some music and get some free food. Not free food, but good food and some wine as well and beers and stuff like that.
And then, of course, there's the Carousel of Nations.
Yes, that's also a cool festival that happens all over the city.
Right, annually. And, yeah, they really spread that out. Nice.
They sure do. And it's a good representation of the different nationalities that are in and around the city of Windsor, that's for sure. Because I think more and more we're getting more diverse as far as the amount of, we'll call them minorities, that are in the city for sure. And it's good to see them be represented at the Carousel of Nations.
Mm-hmm. We have very diverse cultures happening in and around this area.
What about dates?
Oh, are you asking?
Yes,
you want to go dates.
On, you want to go on a date?
The annual date? What are you talking about?
Yeah, usually when is the Carousel of Nations on?
Oh, yeah, it's usually around the same time every year. Summer. But I think most of those things are always around the same time. Like even the organizations have their runs around the same time. And you know what I mean? Oktoberfest is usually in October. you like that? Anyway, we'll be moving right along.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, Jeremy Rigsby, Program Director of Media City, is here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning to tell us about the Media City Film Festival. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, JD.
So tell us a little bit about the Media City Film Festival. It's in its 18th year, right?
That's right. It's our 18th annual edition of an international festival for what we like to call artists' film. Some people call it experimental film or avant-garde film. It's a very different kind of filmmaking than what people are used to seeing in the commercial or industrial cinema. It's a use of film or video as a visual art medium. So most of what we show are short works. They average about 15 minutes in duration. Throughout the course of this year's festival, it's a 5-day event from the 22nd to the 26th of May. There are about 75 different film or video artworks that people can see, most of which are new, made in the last year and a half or so. And most of the artists who participate in the festival will be in attendance. They come from all over the world to be here.
And what are some of the highlights we can look forward to in this year's festival?
Well, there's a number of special screenings that are happening. One that we're excited about is our opening event, which takes place, unlike most of the festival, which happens at the Capitol Theater here in Windsor. Our opening night is held in Detroit at the Detroit Film Theater at the Detroit Institute of Arts. That's a new film with a kind of funny title. It's called Differently Melusia by a French filmmaker, Nicolas Ray, who has been to Media City before, but not for about a decade. This is his new long-form film that is a kind of very unusual literary adaptation of a German novel that the filmmaker never read. And it's also a film that is shown in random order. It comes on 9 separate reels, which are made up in a random ordering. The projectionist just basically decides, without knowing what he or she is seeing, the order that the film will be shown in.
Wow.
That's a really fantastic film, completely handmade. Nicolas Ray, the filmmaker, is also the organizer of an artisanal cinema laboratory in Paris called Le Bominable. So the film was shot on outdated Agfa stock from the 80s, hand-processed, hand-printed, all in 16mm, projected on 16mm. It's a beautiful film.
Very interesting. Now, you share program director responsibilities with Una Masna. It's obviously a big undertaking, but you recruit many volunteers to help as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. The festival doesn't happen without volunteers. We need people for front-of-house tasks. We need people for back-of-house tasks, technical help. We need most of the artists who attend the festival from out of town will be flying into Detroit Airport. So if there's anyone comfortable driving out to Detroit, picking people up, bringing them back, we need help with that. We need help with billets. Not everyone can stay in a hotel for one reason or other, that reason being money, actually. So if people have space in their homes that they can open up to billet someone from out of town, make a new friend, that's something we also need help with. Everyone who volunteers for Media City gets a pass to the whole festival.
So where can listeners find out more information on the Media City Film Festival and possible volunteers contact you?
That's MediaCityFilmFestival.com. Our complete program schedule is online right now. The information about every film, every program that we'll have. And there's also another section there where volunteers can look at and find out more information about who to contact or where to go if they'd like to volunteer.
Okay, great. And the dates again for the actual festival?
May 22nd. Through the 26th. All the days between the 23rd and the 26th, all the events happen in Windsor. Most of the screenings at the Capitol Theater and some other events at the Art Gallery of Windsor in the afternoon.
Great. Appreciate you being on the show, Jeremy, and thanks for filling us in on the festival information.
Thank you very much.
Great. The Media City Film Festival. kicking off May 22nd with a screening at the Detroit Film Theater, and continuing on May 23rd through the 25th at the Capitol Theater in Windsor, culminating in an award ceremony at Fog Lounge on the 25th as well. So check out MediaCityFilmFestival.com for more information and to volunteer.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And fitting in with the theme today, annuals. We were talking about anniversaries earlier from the Boys Town record. This is Nasty Idols. This is 7 Year Itch.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, this week we're going to be talking about advances in Wi-Fi.
Okay. Are we moving on to the O's and the P, Q,
All those are done.
Because we're at N right now. They're done.
Yeah, they're done. So there were there was the O standard and the P standard.
Right.
And it went right through, but none of them grabbed.
Okay.
Like, you know, just the same reason there was the gap between
B. Yeah, but does it matter about the letters, whether it grabbed or not, the name?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So someone proposes a standard, and it either gets rejected, accepted, or whatever, you know, adapted is the actual word I was looking for.
Okay.
And like the letters between B and G, none of those were adopted, I should say. And
but that's just because whatever they were doing wasn't adopted, maybe.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But so whatever they were doing between N and, you know, where we're at now, we're at AC.
Okay, I guess because they had the names for them, they couldn't use, like, you know, couldn't they just, whatever they chose next could be the next letter. Like, why did it matter?
Cause
so there's actually still a C, but it didn't work. Exists, though?
Yes, it does exist. There is a standard out there, but nobody, probably one company has some C-compliant hardware, but only that one company does.
All right, starting to follow now, yeah.
So anyway, what the AC is supposedly the next standard.
I wish we had some AC in here right now.
You know it, brother.
Go on.
So somewhat similar to Thunderbolt on, you know, new computer hardware, this 802.11 AC router that Buffalo just came out, the hardware company Buffalo, they make hard drives and routers and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were the first company.
Jeans.
Buffalo Jeans?
Yes.
Okay, and they also make wings, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay. And they're the first company to come out with this, but obviously no computers out there have the chip in them, the AC chip in them. So it only talks to itself, basically.
Oh, nice.
Or another router
at the same
time. Yeah. depending, you can maybe do some wriggling with your hardware on your computer, but I'm not exactly sure how that would work. But this is a consumer device, and it's going to make it 3 times faster than the current Wi-Fi standard that we have now. And why is that good? Well, I know for one thing, Skype doesn't work very good over Wi-Fi. If you plug it in directly into your router, you're going to get a better, more reliable signal. And a lot of people are streaming stuff from their computer over to their TV or their set-top box. Now, there's a lot of that going on, especially like with Xboxes and the Boxy Box and stuff like that. The need for the ability to stream high-def video from one device to the next is needs to be fulfilled more because there's, you know, little Joe's in his bedroom streaming. At the same time, you're streaming in the living room two HD video streams at the same time, and your little sister's having a Skype conversation. So we need routers that can have larger bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And that's what the 802.11 AC router from Buffalo promises to do. And this standard will become widely available, and you'll be able to go to Best Buy, and most stuff will be AC, I'm going to guess, probably within a year or so.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Okay, this week's quote or quip is from Epictetus.
Epictetus. I'm sure that's not how we pronounce it, but anyway.
Greek philosopher.
One of the
Associated
Stoics.
Associated with the
Yeah.
The Stoics?
Stoics!
No, a Stoic brought him.
in 55 AD.
He says, do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead, want them to happen as they do happen. And your life will go well.
That's right. In other words, that means
you've had time to think about this now.
Oh yeah. I've heard this more than once, this saying. My dad told me it when I was a little child.
And I told you several times already.
Yes, you have. But it means basically live and let all the events happen that are supposed to happen and accept those events in your life and don't go against them. And you'll live a lot less stressful. You'll live stress-free. Just like you, Mr. Child of mine.
I don't have a care in the world. Let the cards fall where they may.
That's exactly
it. And where the cards are falling right now, that's a quote we could have used on a future show. Where the cards are falling right now is time for us to go.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.